人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到建安社区中心的总裁卢兆章先生，欢迎 Nigel。
你好，我是今天的翻译，我是天池。
那我们不仅请到了卢兆章总裁，还请到了那个建安的总裁的助理丽莲啊。
So, Lillian, you can say hello to the listeners.
Hello, 大家好啊，我是 Lillian， 那我就是在建安是做宣传的工作啊，那今天很高兴来到这个电台跟大家分享一下。I'm happy to be here, and my name is Lillian, and I'm a communication person here at Canon, and thank you, Xiao Yuan, for bringing us on board here at the radio station to talk about Canon.
Nigel, you can also say hi to the listeners.
Hi, 你好. My name is Nigel Low. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Canon Healthcare Center, and I'm very honored, you know, to come here and speak to the audience.
你好，我是 Nigel， 我是建安养老服务中心的总裁。今天很荣幸来到这里为大家进行一场谈话。
那我们知道那个卢总裁呢，他是新任那个建安的行政总裁。那么您担任总裁，那个就是建安这么大一个组织的总裁，有没有什么感受？有没有什么感想？
So Nigel, as we know, you are the CEO of the Canon. So we'd like to learn, how do you feel about being as the CEO for this such a big role, such a big company?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think it's a very, very great opportunity for me.You know, to lead this organization, and Canon is one of the most recognizable nonprofit organizations within the Asian community, and so I'm so honored that I have this opportunity to lead the leadership team, the staff, and also representing the residents.
对我来说呢，这是一个非常好的机会，能在建安这么一个在华人社区中很有名望的组织中工作。能带领我的团队去为华人社区做出更有意义的事儿，对我来说这是件非常的非常非常的荣幸。
那个卢总裁，您能不能给我们介绍一下建安社区中心？以前呢叫建安疗养院啊，那它的一些基本情况，比如说有多少那个多少人在那里接受你们的服务，然后有多少工作人员，多少床位。
Hi, Nigel. So, can you tell us more like information about the Canon? For example, how many people working there, and how many like seats you provide for the customers?
Yeah, for a long time, if you ask any community members about Canon, the response is okay, Canon Nursing Home.But over the years, that Canon Nursing Home has evolved into providing.A pretty wide array of services to the community. And so besides the 100-bed nursing home, we also have in the process of building the assisted living home and also the adult family home. We also provide home care services to the community. Home care services is really key to serving the community that the resident can still stay at home, and we bring the service to the house and provide the support that way. We have about 230 employees.Some of them are part-time. A lot of the employees are primarily the nursing staff, certified nursing assistants, and we also have administrative, as well as we have a great leadership team, you know, with fund development team, as well as the healthy living program opportunities as well.
吉安养老养老服务呢，最早是以一个养老院的形式，但是这两年呢，我们做出了很大改变，主要是一个养老服务系统那么除了养老院服务之外，我们还有比如说提供养老住房的服务，以及呢家居护理的服务现在在吉安工作的工作人员大概也有230人左右，主要包括了护理人员，除此之外呢还有一些文职以及我们的领导团队
太棒了。我知道你们那个有100个床位啊，那么这些床位的使用率高吗？
So as we know, JN provides around like 100 seats for the for the elders. So how's the like utilization rate for those seats?
We have 100 beds, and the majority of the residents are Medicaid eligible, residents, and the majority of the cost is being funded by the government, and they are usually low income, residents, and we provide the service as long as they live. Some of the residents are as old as over 100 years old.
我们大概有这么100多个床位，但是我们提供的服务主要是拥有Medicaid 保险资格的人群他们就是接受那种政府的救济这些主要是低收入人群
也是呢。那刚刚小袁问呢，我们这个100个床位有多少人其实在那边住呢？其实很多时候我们那个入住率啊是很高的，有90多个%，最高的时候有98个%。那剩下的时候呢，我们也有那个短期复康的服务，就是我们叫 short term rehab。那 short term rehab 呢，就是一些人可能住了医院去做一个手术，然后就出来的时候要一些疗养一些服务。那在我们这边呢，就提供一个时间给他们，就可能住个5个星期，那5个星期他好了，那他可以回家。所以你说那个 utilization 那个入住率是蛮高的。
就是罗总裁，您能不能介绍一下建安的历史
？So Liu, can you tell us more about the history of Jian'an?
History of Jian'an.
History of Jian'an. About 30 years ago, a group of founding fathers of Jian'an, they look at the overall, support on elder care in the Asian community. And they really felt that something that is missing. At that time, there is another organization called the Cairo Nursing Home, or Cairo Northwest. And we kind of look at Cairo, and we felt that, for the Chinese community, it will be really cool that we have a facility, dedicated for serving the Chinese American as well. So the founding fathers got together, and we started out, Jian'an started out in the basement, of this building. And over time, in the mid-90s, at that time, former governor Gary Locke helped us write the legislature to build the first Asian American Chinese nursing home.
大概30年前呢，有这么一群很有远见的人，他们在关注西雅图当地的养老事业。当时有一个相似的组织叫Cairo Northwest， 但是我们发现呢，我们也可以做类似的组织，就是更好的服务当地的亚裔美国人群体。最开始刚刚创立的时候呢，是在一个地下室里边。条件比较艰苦，后来得到了当地官员的支持，大概在90年代的时候呢，得到支持，才有了进一步的扩大。
要补充说一下，是骆家辉，
骆家辉，
骆家辉是提出来这个向那个州里面提出来这个法案是吗？就是然后就州里面就拨款。
他就是我们这个 Gary Locke 他是我们那个州长当时，那他的功能是的确很大，他帮了我们做很多东西在州政府那边根据就是 我们这个 founding fathers 有很多时候就是我们自己社区的人其实也很关注我们华人的需求，所以你说罗泽会他当然呢给了我们很多的帮助，但是我们社区的朋友啊，社区的一些侨领也给了很多的帮助，因为我们是一个non-profit 是一个非盈利的机构，那都是靠社区的朋友一起去参与去募款去捐款啊，才可以有今天建安这个成就。
现在建安有多少楼，就是从30年来。
So how many buildings does Kinan has like for just over 30 years?
First of all, you know, our main campus has the nursing home. You know, that's where we have the 100 bed. We also have an office in Chinatown area, and that's where we have the social worker providing the home care support to the community. We also have a pretty small building over in Crossroad. It's called Asian Senior Care Foundation, which we provide a lot of healthy living type programs to the community. So these three locations, you know, we're also building two new facilities in the campus, in the main campus right next to the nursing home, and that will be the assisted living building as well as the adult family home building. These two buildings are currently under construction and will be ready for service before the end of this year.
主园区呢有大概100张床位，一直是主要的地点。后来在 Chinatown 也有新的办公室，然后那边也有会有义工提供社区服务。然后在 Crossroad 呢也有一个小型的地点。这三个是主要的建筑。后来有两个新的建筑正在建设当中，大概今年年底的时候能够投入使用。然后这两个新建筑呢，将会提供老年人廉价住房、辅助性住房以及居家服务。
那我们知道，建安是一个非营利组织，那么作为一个非营利组织，怎么会有能力就是？造新的楼，然后能够扩大规模。
So as we know, King An is the non-profit organization. So we're interested in how King An get the funds to do the construction works.
Right. You know, the majority of the funding they're coming from Medicare program. And so throughout the years, the community supporting us. You know, we have fundraising activities, for example, like the dinner gala. Every 2 years, that will be the major fundraising opportunity for us. So throughout the years, we have other fundraising activities as well, such as a golf tournament and other the pancake breakfast. Those are a couple of examples of the fundraising activities, you know, throughout the year as well. But our major funding source is from the federal funding or the state funding as well as the through the donation.
我们的主要的基金来源呢，主要是Medicaid 那边拨过来的款项。除此之外呢，我们每两年有一次大规模的筹款活动。每年呢也会经常举办中等规模的筹款活动，比如说有高尔夫球会，比如说有早餐会。那么除此之外呢，州当地的联邦基金还有州立基金也给我们提供了帮助。
那个就是捐款跟那个从政府来的这个 Medicaid Medicare 这个比例是多少，就是哪个更多一点。
So we're interested in how you compare the funding for like Medicaid and also the like state funding, like which one is higher?
Yeah, if you look at the nursing home itself, 85% of the funding is coming from Medicaid. You know, Medicaid, AID, meaning that this is aiding the resident. So that's the majority of the funding. But, you know, from time to time, we have Medicare patients or residents as well. and those will be for people coming out from the hospital, and they need some kind of rehabilitation, you know, for the support. So the funding will be coming from Medicare. But relatively speaking, Medicaid is the primary source of funding for Kenan.
主要的资金来源是通过Medicaid， 比如说我们的养老院有大概85%的基金都来自于Medicaid。
我也可以补充一下了。刚刚譬如说小袁去讲一下，我们除了政府一些补助呢，也很依赖我们这边社区的朋友的支持。那当中呢，除了一些基金呢，一些政府的一些补助呢，我们也会申请很多不同的项目的一些一些资金去做我们的一些活动。比如说我们这个社区中心会办很多活动，那个资金的来源呢，可能从西雅图市政府的一些 technology 的 matching fund， 就是一个科技的一个补助，那一个计划去给老年人去学一些科技的课程，去怎么用手机这些都是一些社区给我们建安的一些资金去做一些服务给大众当然也有一些其他的机构，也有一些健康的服务，譬如说 Enhanced Fitness 就是一个活动，也是那个资金可以给我们免费的给老年人去参与当中也有很多社区的朋友很踊跃的捐款然后我们建安也去用这些他们的捐款去办好我们的活的工作去服务更多的人
每年那个建安接受的捐款多吗
？So how much a donation Kenyan received like every year or interested in this？
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the donation, there are different kinds. You know, there are individual giving donation, and we have corporate giving. We also have foundational giving as well as grants. And also, you know, as Lily mentioned, that we also have some funding from the program fees and private pay. You know, so over the course of a year, I think, you know, if you look at 2017, we are close to, you know, combining all these funding is about $1 million, $1 million. Yeah, but on an average, the fundraising activities is roughly about maybe $400,000 to $500,000 each year.
我们的捐款来源很多种多样主要包括个人捐款，除此之外还有公司捐款以及社会组织的捐款如果看我们历史数据呢，在2017年大概收到将近$1,000,000的捐款。平均来看的话，每年大概能收到大概40到50万美元的捐款。
好，我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
令人期待的西雅图华夏之声合唱团一年一度的音乐演唱会将于5月26日星期六在贝尔维尤高中 Bellevue High School 拉开帷幕。音乐会节目包括混声合唱、男声及女声合唱、小合唱、独唱等形式。曲目为中外经典抒情歌曲，也有不少流行歌曲，精彩不容错过。欢迎社会各界朋友前往观看，购票请打电话2062458826 206-245-8826
iTurbb 蜻蜓重磅来袭，想省钱就请加入我们，每个月只要$49，电视、电话、网络全都有。详情请致电 iTurbb 206-866-9715 206-866-9715。
位于 downtown Bellevue 的臭臭锅边上的大森林深融海味城 Asian Highway City， 服务专业，顾客至上，并有著名中医看诊，优质商品包括药材、中成药、深融海味、日用品等应有尽有，您的健康最重要，请到大森林深融海味城，地址1075 Bellevue Way Northeast Bellevue， 电话425-453-1688425-453-1688。
糟糕，我忘了带钱包了，你能帮我买杯咖啡吗？
当然。嘿，你听说了吗？在2018年会加薪。哎，
这是真的吗？
是的，从1月1日起，最低工资在华盛顿州将上升到$11.5一小时。你可以致电866-219-7321了解更多详情。
好，那我现在就打电话，866-219-7321。哎，下一次要我买咖啡了。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到建安疗养院，或者说建安社区中心的总裁卢兆庄先生啊。那么卢总裁呢，他以前是那个波音公司的一位高管啊。那么非常传奇的经历啊，他在波音公司工作了30多年，退休前曾经担任波音公司的总参谋长兼首席战略官，所以这是比较高的职位啊。那么我们很想知道那个卢总裁是什么时候参与建安疗养院的工作的。
Hi, Joseph, welcome to our program. So starting from here, we'd like to learn more about your personal life. So as we know, you started working at the Boeing at the early life. So we're interested in what makes you transform from working at Boeing to starting the Kian program?
Yeah, actually, when I worked for Boeing, I was part of a leadership development program. And within that leadership development program, they assigned a nonprofit organization for me to participate and support. And the nonprofit that was assigned to me at that time was Kinon. You know, so that was my first opportunity to expose to the Kinon family. From that point on, Sam Wan, my predecessor, invited me if I wanted to join the board of directors, which I did. And eventually became the president of the board. I was also the planning and development committee chair. So I got involved with some of the new program, like the home care program at that time. So that's how I got to know Kinon. You know, after I served as president of Kinon, after I finished the tenure, I took a break from it. I went back and joined other organizations, like the Organization of Chinese American, and also did some teaching and mentoring. And then, you know, before I know, 30 years passed by, and then I retired. Actually, I retired for about 2 years. And then when this opportunity came up, I thought, hey, this is a great opportunity to re-engage with the community. It's a very significant part of the Asian community as a whole. And I don't have any hesitation at the time to to go back for the interview. And that's how I kind of got back to Kinon.
当时我在波音管理层的时候呢，接手了一个非盈利组织的项目，那个组织呢就是建安。然后最开始的时候呢，我从家庭护理这个项目入手，开始参与到了建安的活动之中。然后很快呢，我也做到了建安当时的一个管理团队。大概10年之后呢，我又从组织里面退出，然后做了一些其他别的事情。比如说加入了其他的华人美裔华人的组织，也做了做了一些教育工作。现在看30年之后过去了，现在重新又有一个机会让我回到建安之中。我当时没有犹豫，就立刻 接受了这个机会因为重新为当地的华裔美国人奉献，是一个对我来说非常荣幸的这么一个机会，所以我没有犹豫就又重新加入到了建安。
听说骆家辉的母亲曾经在建安疗养院待过，所以骆家辉对建安的贡献也挺大的，能介绍一下这方面情况吗？
So, we heard that Garlow's mother was at Kingan for some time, and we also heard Garlow also contributed a lot to Kingan. So can you tell us more about this part?
Actually, Gary Locke has been a great supporter for many, many years, you know, and besides, you know, from the policy and the legislature perspective, you know, he, you know, engaged with a lot of activities, you know, looking on, you know, some of the fundraising activity. He was a keynote speaker at a dinner gala last year, and he's a great supporter. In fact, his whole family, the Locke family, has been a great contributor to Kinon.
陆家辉呢非常积极地参与到了各种各样的社区活动之中，他一直以来是建安的一个很有力的支持者，他的整个家庭对建安也是做出了不少贡献。
我们发现2017年的捐款的那个名单上面，就是骆家辉家族就是捐了很多的钱，那么就是 Gary Locke Family 啊，那么这个主要就是骆家辉自己捐的吗？还是有他的小孩？因为我知道他父母已经过世了，是吗？
So we heard that 2017 Gary's family contributed a lot to the King Young's funding. So we want to learn, is it a donation, his personal donation?
我可以讲这个一些些呢。那譬如说，就是我们建这个几栋大楼的时候呢，那其实我们经过几年来的募款，那募款当中呢，就有很多很多华人社区的朋友呢去支持我们，当中就包括骆家辉他们的家族。那这个呢是包括他个人呢，也包括他整个家族，整个 Locke family 他们的一些捐款，因为他们知道我们建安做的事情是对整个华人社区都很有帮助的，所以他们大力支持。除此以外呢，也看到有其他的一些family 一些家族也很大力的捐款，当中包括那个 Ark and Winnie Chin family，他们是其实也赚了20万，所以这个也很厉害。他们整个家族呢，也当中其实是我们建安一个 founding member， 就是他们是一个创始的会员。他现在他们已经过世了，但是他的小孩的几代的人都有继续的捐款，就是给我们建安很大力的支持。除了出钱以外也是出力，因为他们当中呢很多人都是来我们这边当义工的，所以我们也很感谢。
好，那个我们知道罗总裁原来在波音公司工作，然后退休之后呢又到了非营利组织当这个非常重要的就是总裁一职，那您对这个非营利组织建安社区中心有没有什么样的情怀，就是是不是从小就喜欢服务社区？
So as we know, Nijo joined Kingan after retirement. So we'd like to learn, do you have any say personal feelings for Kingan? Do you serving other people and do the voluntary work since a long time?
Yeah, you know, I think if you asked a lot of retirees, one of the biggest benefits, you know, being a retiree is the freedom of doing whatever they want to do, you know. So I'm not different from any of the retirees. So for 2 years, you know, I got to do a lot of things. You know, I spend time at home doing some house projects. I, you know, pick up singing, even though I'm not very good. But, you know, singing, golfing, you know, traveling and everything like that. So throughout the course of my career, I always have the heart, you know, in terms of volunteering in the community, you know. And I still remember the day that, you know, when I first went into Chinatown, I saw this old lady walking down a hill, you know. And I, you know, it hurt my heart that, you know, she had to carry all the bags and everything, you know. And I realized that how important for us to engage with the community and continue that volunteering effort. And so for many, many years, I want to re-engage, but I want to re-engage in a very significant way.
说作为退休的一个重要福利呢，就是我有很多的自由时间。那自打退休之后呢，有大概两年的时间呢，我去开发别的乐趣，比如说我重新学习高尔夫，然后学习歌唱然后当然也做一些家庭的项目。那么至于刚刚问到说是不是长久以来一直很致力于这个志愿者服务呢？那么是的，在我这个职业生涯之中，一直都有参与类似的社区项目。然后我记得很清楚，有一次我在中国城的时候，看到那些老人说背着沉重的物品没有人照顾，于是我决定要致力于这件事情，要去帮助他们。现在退休之后呢，我觉得更有时间和精力专注于这么一件社区服务的项目之中。
好，我们刚刚也听到了，就是包括卢总裁自己在内，也包括那个陆家辉在内，他们都为这个老年人社区通过建安社区中心为他们服务。那就是卢总裁，您有没有其他的例子？就是你们建安的不管是义工还是那个理事会的成员，他们有没有比较感人的那个服务这些这个社区这些老年人的感人的故事？
Hi, Nigel. So, as we know, you and the King An contribute a lot to the community, and we'd like to learn, like to know some, like say, stories from King An or volunteers from King An, like stories about how they contribute to the community. If you can share those stories to us.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me kind of share my personal story with you first. You know, I am the youngest of the six in the family, and currently my mother lives in an assisted living home. My older sister lives in a nursing home. My uncle lives in a nursing home. So last year when I went back to Hong Kong, I visited my sister. She lives in a room with eight residents in one room.
That's in Hong Kong?
In Hong Kong. And, you know, at that time I thought, God, this is not good, you know. So I asked, you know, the nurse assistant, you know, what kind of service do you provide to my sister? You know, I said, well, we do this, we do that, and we make sure that, you know, she's safe and everything. At that particular time, I realized that, you know, how important that person's job is to take care of my sister. I'm putting my sister's life on his hand, and I really appreciate, you know, how much he or she is dedicated to provide that service. So when I come back, you know, when I get on this position, I said, I am in a position to make a big difference in this community. You know, not just for my family, but for a lot of families who might need help. You know, I'm the boomer generation before, you know, in the 60s, and my mother is in the 90s. And before you know, a lot of the boomer generation will go through a very similar stage. So I felt that, you know, King An has a very, very big mission, you know, ahead of us. And the whole community needs to pull together, you know, to support this very important, you know, organization.
我呢是六个姐妹的的其中一个，上面还有有五个哥哥还或者是姐姐。然后我回到有一次呢，我回到香港去看望他们时候呢，发现他们的住在疗养院里边生活条件并没有很理想。然后我就和当地的疗养院的工作人员呢去 跟他们去沟通，然后才我意识到这个养老是一件非常重要的事情，然后我觉得希望自己能够更多的花时间致力于在这件事上。然后我那个年代呢生人很多人都会面临养老这么同一个问题所以我觉得现在回到美国更希望能把这件事情做好。
Yeah, I want to also add besides this personal side of it is that, you know, when I look at the volunteers day in, day out, besides providing the financial support, a lot of the volunteers actually very engaging, you know, at the board level. You know, they could be volunteers to set up event, or they could be taking the senior out for an outing, you know, to a park. You know, and so a lot of these, you know, volunteers, I just, you know, do not know how I can, you know, express my appreciation, you know, to a long-time support, you know, besides just the financial perspective, they're really adding a lot of value to the life of the residents.
除此之外呢，我想说，我们社区中心的不少志愿者也是为整个社区做出了极大的贡献，他们做比如说这种养老的志愿服务或者是接送的志愿服务，我非常的感谢他们的这个服务也是他们的这些志愿服务为整个建安做出了很大的贡献。
好，我们再进一下广告之后。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么，我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
欢迎回到西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们的嘉宾是来自建安社区中心的总裁卢兆章先生卢总裁。那个老，那么我们非常高兴的通过卢总裁了解到了建安的一些历史，然后呢他的还有他们自己很多就是重要成员个人在这个建安社区中心的建设过程当中所做的贡献那我们知道以前都是叫建安疗养院，现在叫建安社区中心。那么现在新的这个建安是不是跟以前有很大的不同？有现在新加了哪些功能呢
？Okay, so hey, Mitchell. So the question is, we know Kingang is used to be known as nursing home, but now we know Jian is on a transformation to a community that includes other types of service. So I'd like to learn, so what's the big difference and what behind those changes?
Yeah, I think, you know, my favorite thing to do at Kenan is my morning walk. You know, 7 o'clock, I would walk around, you know, the nursing home and say hi to the staff and say hi to the residents, you know, I have begun to realize that no matter how hard we try, I think the residents, you know, you kind of look at the faces, you know, is that it could be a lot better, you know. So I always felt that, you know, unless you really need the service 24/7, you don't want to come to nursing home, you know. So I think as a team at the board level, we have made a very conscious decision to make sure that we want to go through the rebranding and offer other services that, you know, help the community to become healthier, right? So we have the healthy living programs, exercise program, educational program, as well as home care. You know, we actually will go to your house and take care of chores, you know, take them to the doctor, to the dentist. And the whole purpose is to keep people healthy. And only when you get to the point that you require a nursing home, you come to nursing home. So if you look at, you know, all the programs that we've established, healthy living program, home care program, assisted living, adult family home, and at the end of that spectrum is the nursing home. So the whole idea of rebranding is to keep everybody healthy, you know, through the diet, the right diet, exercise, you know, the mental aspect of it. We want the people to make sure, you know, give the resident opportunity to do that.
我每天早晨习惯性的出门晨练，然后呢，我就会看到啊，在静安疗养院的老人们，我觉得他们的生活的似乎并没有很开心，或者是更健康。我才意识到也许仅仅是提供养老院的服务呢，并不能让老人们生活的更好、更健康或者更舒适，所以才有了这么一个重新整合静安的计划。所以现在的静安除了养老院这一套系统之外呢，我们还提供其他的服务，比如说去组织锻炼，比如说去家庭的这种个人服务，还有就是组织去组织这种医疗服务。就是在所有的这些项目里边呢，疗养院本身属于一个这个组合中的最末一端。我们希望老人们能够获得更好的更私人化的这么一个服务。如果不是不得已的话，其实并不是需要说住到疗养院中去。然后我们这些所有的这些工作呢，最终的目标还是只有一个，就是希望老人们能够更加的健康，无论是心理上的还是生理上的。
那我简单介绍一下这个静安社区中心的一些康体活动啊，就是比如说有舞蹈、有瑜伽、有乒乓球，然后肚皮舞、民族舞、健美操、社交舞、太极拳，还有怎样使用这个手机，然后那个，当然还有其他，比如书法呀、绘画呀、裁缝啊，手工啊，所以这些，甚至打麻将、卡拉 OK、学英语、讲故事，这个非常的丰富。这个已经是跟传统意义上的疗养院是非常非常的不同。那个老人来了之后，应该非常的开心。
So we read from the document, King An provides a lot of different kind of service, like including teach you how to play mahjong, like including teach you how to like use the karaoke. We found this very different than the traditional nursing home.
That's correct. I think
提及一下啊，刚刚譬如说小袁所讲的这一系列的课程呢，就是我们这个健安其中一个部分叫 Healthy Living Program， 就是康健乐椅活动啊，当中呢就是给一些比较还是活跃的老年人呢， 不一定是老年人，成年人、小孩都可以参与，只是那个时间呢大部分都是在白天，所以可能上班族呢就没有办法参与。那是给一些如果是退休的人呢，来到这边其实就参与一些活动。我们刚刚譬如说南九讲到的，就是给大家一个全人的，从年轻的都是可以 经过一个健康的生活，去慢慢的跟其他朋友都会可以有一个比较健康的心灵、健康的身体，可以慢慢的过他们那个退休的美好的人生啊，这个其实很重要，就不要一定想到哦养老哦一定在家里什么事都要人家的帮助，没有啊，当然我们还是可以去玩，去学东西。所以这个部分呢，其实我们建安刚刚 Nigel 也讲到，就是一个全人的服务，就不一定想到最后的一步你才需要一些疗养的服务才来到我们建安。从一开始的已经可以培养一个心灵，培养一个好的身体，去玩，去享受跟其他朋友在一起。那当中呢，除了这个部分，还有一些家居的服务，还有其他的服务，都是我们建安想要给每一个年龄层的朋友都可以用到我们这些社区有的一些大家的属于大家的一些服务。
那个我们知道，从前面的那个卢总裁所说的，就是捐款虽然就是多的时候一年能有100万美元，但是相对于政府的那个 Medicaid 来讲是比较小的比例。那么为什么说这个大家的公众的捐款还是很重要的？
So as we learned from earlier talk, we know the funding comes to King An includes Medicaid and also other donations. Donation only stands for like small parts of the other fundings. So why we say it's still very important for like, to have those donations?
You know, why do we have to have the donation?I think if you look at the financial performance of the organization, you know, the nursing home is, you know, from a profit and loss perspective, it breaks even mainly. And then we have other donations that would support like the healthy living programs, and some of the donation would go into our reserve, and we would use the reserve to buildnew facilities and new services to the community. And so, you know, the state funding or the federal funding will help operating the nursing home, but we would need additional funding like the donation to do some of the additional services that we're looking at.
如果看我们的养老院这个项目来说呢，其实Medicaid 还有的社会各界的捐助呢，大概是占了一半一半的。除此之外呢，我们确实还是需要社会各界的捐助去开发我们的新的项目，然后去建设新的地点。所以说这个社会上的捐助对我们来说依旧是很重要的。那么当然我也会把一部分的社会捐助储蓄起来，作为未来项目的一个储蓄金。
还有一个很重要的部分，就是政府所给的一些资金呢，那个 Medicaid 根本是不够去把整个医疗的服务的费用去除掉的。所以我们还是很需要我们社区的补助社区的捐款去补助一些基本的医疗的服务。譬如说整个费用其实每一个晚上每一个在我们疗养院的人需要是300块，但是可能政府只给了250块。那50块哪里来了？一定是从那个社区我们这个大众去捐款，才可以给低收入户的老人家，或是那个状况没有太好的人家可以用到这些服务。这个也是在我们未来要建的 assisted living， 就是一个耆老的一个居所也是用到这一个部分。所以我们很需要募款还是社区的服务这个是我们社区共同拥有的，所以也是大家去靠大家的力量透过文件安给更多社区华人一些服务。
今天我们的节目时间马上就要到尾声了。今天非常有幸的请到建安社区中心的总裁卢兆章先生做客我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。在节目的最后，卢总裁您是不是跟我们说一两句话？ 就是有什么自己的感想。
It's almost end of our program. We are very honored to have Nigel come to our program to share the stories about King An. So in the last of the program, are able to share some like your feelings or any suggestions, opinions shared to our audience?
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity to speak to the audience. And if there's one thing that I want the listener to take away is that King An is owned by the community. And we are here to serve the community. That means all of the people on the radio. And we will try the best. We look at every dollar we receive from a donation, make sure that we use it thoughtfully and carefully. And the community can utilize all of the services that we're providing. So I just want to say, you know, King An is all for you.
非常感谢有机会能和观众们讲一些话。那么最重要的就是建安这个社脱离于社区，也是服务于整个社区的。我们会尽我们的全力，把所收到的款项用于服务于整个社区，然后也是非常欢迎大家去更多的了解建安。
好，
谢谢，
感谢卢总裁，感谢玲玲，也感谢天池的翻译，谢谢各位听众朋友收听。
Okay.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698。206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的。大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款。捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。